How much does it cost? I'm presuming someone, for example, without naming names, someone like Daniel Craig would cost more than Jedward.
Well, obviously the pricing issue is a very, it's a very sensitive area, the price. But I can say that it's a sliding scale, and what I can reveal is the prices start in the region of £15,000.
And could I come, if I was a very wealthy woman, could I come to you and say, look, I've got a lot of money and I want Daniel Craig?
Well, I'd like you to come to me anyway. You've got a very nice voice, and I wonder if you might be willing to make a donation. but no, yes, it's not actually about requesting the name of the donor.
No, but if someone came to you and said, "Look, I've got £1 million, and I want my baby, I want the sperm for that baby to come from Boris Johnson," which may not be that difficult. I mean, could that be possible?
I'm sure he leaves it lying around somewhere. but I mean, I have to say, in terms of price, the steeper the price would not be enough for us. Would not be enough for us to go back on our legal obligations, which is to protect the anonymity of our donors until the age of 18. So, you know, they can read the profiles and they can make the informed decision based on the information contained therein.
And there is a genuine interest from women who want their children fathered in this way.
I have to be perfectly honest. The demand has erupted. In fact, I'm particularly glad to be talking on three counties because I'm very pleased to report that it's been one of the areas where we've had the greatest interest. Now, I would like to think that this is due to the fact that it being the sort of it being the commuter belt, there is probably a greater pressure in that area than anywhere else in the country for children to get into the best schools, the best schools in the country, to get scholarships and all the rest. And I'd like to think that the reason for the demand is that women may see this as an opportunity to give their child their very best start in life.